Joe joins us now. What's happening this morning?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
We're good.
Frank, congratulations, man.
Thanks, pal.
That's terrific.
Appreciate it.
That was awesome. That's very special.
Joe, you've lived here your whole life. It's always cool to see this town, you know, get the spotlight, you know, especially that national game on Monday night when you know everybody's watching.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty special time. And I know even yesterday for us, yesterday was Vanderbilt Golf Day out of the Golf Club of Tennessee, a tournament that's a fundraiser for our men's and women's golf programs. And you know, there was a dinner Sunday night and then golf yesterday. And, you know, part of the focus is, okay, we're teeing off at 11 o'clock. And one reason is we're trying to get everybody done in time because we know a lot of folks were going to that game. So it was great to see the city turn out like it does. And it's always nice to, you know, to put the best foot forward. You know, Hank Jr. singing on the field and everything. It just it's great to see Nashville in that kind of spotlight and that kind of setting.
And Joe, as far as the Commodore football program, I guess we'll know after the Georgia-Florida game on Saturday what the start time will be for the Gators game here in Nashville. If
right.
Florida wins, it's ESPN. If Georgia wins, it'll be the Raycom game.
I can't recall them being that open about that before. You know, a lot of times they've said, you know, we're going to use the so-called six-day exemption that you get, you know, one time instead of having to decide 10 and 14 days out and make an announcement. The networks usually get 1 6-day extension or whatever, so they can wait until after a weekend of games. But they were very open about it this time. With if Florida manages to beat Georgia in their annual game down in Jacksonville, then our game will be on either ESPN or ESPN2, and will be a night game. If Georgia beats Florida on Saturday, then our game with the Gators will be an 11:30 game on Raycom Sports. So, you know, I guess if you're a Vanderbilt fan, in some ways you're pulling for a night game because Vanderbilt's been very good at night this season. But that does make for a long, long day especially when you're playing after a week off.
You guys did the coaches show last night, you and Bobby Johnson. Kind of give us the nature of what that was like, you know, after such a tough loss on Saturday.
I thought it was one of the better call-in shows we've had. There obviously fans and a lot of Vanderbilt fans are very disappointed in Saturday. Certainly the players and coaches are. But I thought people called and asked really, I thought, thought-provoking questions. They inquired about play calling. They asked about how decisions are made in certain situations and what plays are called. You know, obviously disappointed with an offense that only managed 7 points. You know, they asked about the quarterback situation, which is a reasonable thing to ask. And right now I think Bobby's pretty convinced that they're going to stick with McKenzie Adams, that he's going to be their guy. But, you know, certainly things can happen in practice. So we'll wait and see how that goes. He did say he does think they have a good chance to get Dauron Speed back for the Florida game. And, you know, that was a big loss to the defense, to the secondary. And if they could get him back, that would certainly be a big boost. But, you know, I thought it was one of the better shows, really, that we've had in a long time.
Joe, it was interesting. I was in Detroit on Sunday watching the Lions to see Todd Yoder still playing a prominent role for the Redskins. It's amazing how long he's lasted in the league.
Yep, he's been a great role player, and you know, as you know, big and strong and decent speed, and you know, when he got to the NFL, he sort of evolved over to that tight end spot. Basically, you know, most of his time at Vanderbilt was literally a wide receiver. So he's found a niche and stayed in it, and it is great to see. I was thinking about that actually this past weekend when so many of the guys came back. For the weekend and for the activities, Jay Cutler and Chris Williams and Earl Bennett and Matt Stewart was back, and you know, and a lot of guys. You started thinking about how many guys actually are in the league, and you know. But Todd's a guy that when he came out, you thought, well, if he gets a look, maybe he'll get a chance for a year or so, and he's made a great career out of it.
Joe, basketball practice has started for the men, and this is really going to be an intriguing season because I can't remember one. And you know, like I said, I've been here for 22 years. You've been here even longer. I can't remember going into a season where Vanderbilt had so many questions about its backcourt and that really up front they were a better team than they were at guard, which is you know, pretty unusual in my estimation.
I think I'm really looking forward to see how Kevin and the staff utilize all the talent they have. You're right. The questions are, you lose a Shane Foster, you know, you lose an Alex Gordon, where is your outside scoring going to come from? Is it going to come from a true freshman? And it could, but I was talking to Kevin Sunday night for a little while about it, and he's genuinely very excited about the nucleus of this team and what's coming together. And you know, he admits, you know, this team may not quite be ready to make a tournament run this year, although it certainly could, you know, depending on how some things play out. But I don't think he can contain his enthusiasm for what could be coming down the road. You know, with all these young guys and all this talent, the best freshman class he's ever had, and building it around a guy like an A.J. Ogilvie who's going to be a first-team all-conference player, and you know, and who knows, he certainly has an opportunity to be an All-American before he's done here. I think he's genuinely excited about what the future holds.
Talk to you tomorrow, Joe.
Okay, guys.